We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But we want to check up on the coronavirus and find out what's going on with that. And there's only one person we do that with.
It's our go-to.
That's a friend, Dr. Virginia Bylock, MD, Chief of Infectious Diseases at the Hospital of Central Connecticut, an all-around good person. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Now, so where do we stand nationally with the coronavirus, and where, if anywhere, do we stand in the nutmeg state?
Well, globally, there's been over 43,000 people diagnosed with coronavirus and over 1,100 deaths. In the United States, the count was either 12 or 13. I saw different numbers yesterday. And in Connecticut, thus far, there have been no cases of coronavirus.
Here's one thing, just funny, because it's puzzled me, because I did a little research, a couple days ago about the Spanish flu, which was a pandemic and killed literally millions of people. So, I'm looking at this coronavirus. Is it that much different than, type strain B that's affected our producer, Matt?
Well, it's difficult to compare 2020 to 100 years ago in terms we're able to do with information dissemination and the status of our public health departments, what our hospitals and healthcare systems can do to identify and isolate patients. So there are a lot of differences. We've certainly come a long way. The genetic makeup of this virus is known already. It's available for scientists to study, to look for treatments and vaccinations. So we're really, we've come a long way.
Doctor, what turns a situation like this into a pandemic?
Well, I've heard this referred to as a pandemic, but a pandemic really is widespread activity throughout the world.
Right.
And certainly the situation is really serious in China right now, and they're working hard to contain this. Other countries are working to keep people from China out in the United States. If you're a U.S. national, you will be monitored for 14 days after you come into the States. We are not allowing foreign nationals who have been to China in the last 14 days into the United States. At the local department, the health department is actively monitoring the situation. We at Hartford Healthcare have a system whereby anybody who enters at any of our access points are screened for a travel history and symptoms that could suggest coronavirus. So we're working hard to keep this from becoming widespread throughout the world.
Virginia Bylock's with us. She, of course, is head of infectious diseases and studies those and manages those and does that for Hartford Hospital, a hospital of Central Connecticut. You know, the one thing that is different, though, and I don't want to harp on the Spanish flu, but one thing that complicates this is you just mentioned a guy had come back from China. With international travel as it is now, that does make somewhat of a difference, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. Infectious diseases can spread much more rapidly with the amount of international travel that's going on lately. It's said that some infections are only an airplane ride away. But again, fortunately, we have a much different public health infrastructure these days that can help control these situations.
We know, obviously, that China has been the spot, Doctor, where this has had the biggest impact. What about the rest of Southeast Asia? I mean, we've got Olympics coming up in Japan in August.
I know that this has been a concern. I think we, in the medical and public health communities, are all hoping that this can be controlled by then, because certainly there are cases of coronavirus in that part of the world. Mm-hmm. Countries are working very hard to keep people under surveillance, keep sure. people from traveling. So my hope is that by the time the Olympics roll around, this will have settled down. Mm-hmm. It's going to, when it gets to be warmer weather, people will be outside more. It's hard to know how this virus will sustain itself in human-to-human transmission.
Right.
So I think there's still a lot of unknowns. Hey, I'm hopeful that the situation will be better controlled by then. But
who knows?
Okay.
Who knows?
Later on this morning, we'll be talking to somebody who covers the Capitol, okay? And I guess it was on opening day of the session, there were people protesting, you know, anti-vaxxers, so to speak, who insisted on skipping vaccinations for religious reasons, personal, whatever it is. If in fact, here's my theoretical question. Let's say a kid is not vaccinated and does contract measles. If he goes or she goes to school where the kids are all vaccinated, is it that much of a problem? I'm sorry, you didn't know there'd be a hearing here.
We know measles is highly, highly contagious. And so if there is not 100% of people respond to every vaccine.
Right.
And there are children who, for medical reasons, usually because their immune systems are not functioning normally, they cannot be vaccinated.
Okay.
And so measles in one of those children is devastating. Mm. And we are seeing more and more children who are not vaccinated going to schools. And so, yes, it is a concern.
All right. Doctor, thank you for your time.
We always
appreciate it. The great Dr. Virginia Bialuk from the Hospital of Central Connecticut and Hartford Healthcare.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.